Grain Belt decided to go to the Eastern District Court of Appeals and try to get a different ruling on the particular issue that caused the commission to deny their application. And they were successful in getting a ruling out of the Eastern District Appellate Court that was essentially at odds with the Western District. And so the Eastern District issued their ruling at the same time transferring the case to the Missouri Supreme Court. So there will be another court case.
So we're not done yet.
Not done yet.
This Eastern District decision that just came out a couple days ago is in favor of Grain Belt moving forward with their line across northern Missouri, delivering wind energy from the plains states, from Kansas, I think it is, to Eastern Illinois and Indiana, I believe. The Eastern District really looked at the statute that that the PSC had relied on and that the Western District had relied on, and said that there are really two different types of permits that are that statute allows for, one being for a power line and one being for like a trying to get into a new service area, basically, if you want to provide power to a new area. And that they feel like the law should be read as having a lower standard for just putting a line through than the standard for allowing service into a whole area.
When you consider that granting this approval involves the use of authorizing the use of eminent domain, where the company can then come in and condemn property in order to place its transmission structures, that's what makes it so critical from landowner standpoint. If they were just a private company coming in and wanting to negotiate individual agreements with landowners, that would be a different story.
Sure.
But to go to the Public Service Commission as an out-of-state private entity that is not providing power to an area in Missouri where you have Missouri customers being served. Now, what they were able to do is to enter into an agreement with an association that represents a number of municipal power companies to provide power to them at a lower, at a discounted rate. And so they are saying that because of this agreement, which they did not have in hand when they initially applied to the Public Service Commission and were denied the first time, coming back the second time, they said, okay, we've got this agreement with some Missouri communities, and so this gives us standing as we would be then
as
serving
a power provider.
As a power provider.